From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. President Barack Obama will make the case for diplomacy and collective action when he addresses the UN General Assembly later on Monday. A White House official said Obama will point to the recently completed nuclear deal between the P5+1 and Iran as an example of what can be accomplished through international cooperation. The U.S. president also will address the conflict in Syria, calling for the need to couple military efforts against the Islamic State militant group with a commitment for a political resolution. Syria is also expected to be the focus of Obama's talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin later on Monday. Britain is preparing to send a total of up to 370 peacekeepers to aid the African Union and UN efforts in Somalia and South Sudan. Prime Minister David Cameron says that sending troops is the right thing to do morally, and it's also in Britain's self-interest.
But we will benefit if Somalia has a future free from extremism. We will benefit if South Sudan as a country can function and not drive huge numbers in terms of migrants.
He will formally announce the new troop contributions later on Monday at a UN peacekeeping conference in New York. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani will leave New York for Tehran on Monday, cutting short his visit to the UN General Assembly so he can take part in a ceremony for the Iranians killed in a stampede during the annual Hajj pilgrimage. Some 169 Iranians have been confirmed dead among the 769 killed last week outside the holy city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia. More than 300 Iranians remain missing. From Washington, you are listening to VOA News. For more, log on to voanews.com. Russian President Vladimir